Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cobb County Police reported Thursday that a suspect has been arrested in connection to the killing of a golf professional and two others at a Georgia golf course last weekend. Brian Roden was apprehended in Chambly, Georgia, and has been charged with three counts of murder, three counts of aggravated assault, and two counts of kidnapping. Bangladesh TV stations say at least 49 people have died in a fire that broke out at a food and beverage factory outside the country's capital of Dhaka. An unidentified senior fire official said Friday rescuers were trying to recover the bodies from the burned factory, which was locked from the inside when the fire began. President Biden is scheduled to issue an executive order Friday to promote competition throughout the U.S. economy in an effort to reduce the stranglehold of monopolies and concentrated markets in major industries, including agriculture, airlines, health, broadband, and banking. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
An extreme earthquake hits 35 miles southeast of Lake Tahoe. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Geophysicist Hannah Persley is with the U.S. Geological Survey and tells us it struck near Walker, California.
It was a shallow earthquake, magnitude 5.9. Because it's so shallow, it was also fairly strong. The shaking in Walker was very strong. The earthquake was felt widely through California and in parts of Nevada. As of right now, the earthquake has over 30 magnitude 2.5 or larger aftershocks.
She is able to pinpoint the epicenter of the quake.
The closest town to the earthquake is Walker, California. The earthquake is within a couple miles of the town.
Walter Schaub, former ethics chief under President Obama, slammed the Biden White House Thursday as the current administration's plan to propose making buyers of Hunter Biden's artwork anonymous in order to skirt ethics concerns. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Companies are getting creative to raise the cost of products without actually increasing the price. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
If you have a hunch that some ice cream containers and other goods lining grocery store shelves in your pantry are getting smaller but not cheaper, it may not be all in your head. As the reopening economy struggles with pandemic-induced supply chain issues and soaring customer demand, some consumer advocates are ringing alarm bells over so-called shrinkflation.
Rather than explicitly increasing the price of a product, producers will instead change the size, usually making it slightly smaller. The conventional wisdom is that an explicit price increase might be noticed by consumers and they might react negatively to it, but a small decrease in size may not be as observable.
Steve Reed is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that audio courtesy of ABC News. As far as what products are being downsized in some cases, Edgar Dworsky is a former assistant attorney general of Massachusetts.
Paper goods, cookies, snack crackers, margarine, hot dogs.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Japanese car manufacturer Toyota has announced it will stop donations to elected officials who objected to the certification of President Biden's election. Toyota on Thursday said it understood that its PAC donations troubled some stakeholders. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And, boy, what an incredible story that I've got to share with you. It comes from the book, On the Road Less Traveled. It's a memoir filled with human drama, wisdom, and timeless life lessons, an unlikely journey from the orphanage to the boardroom. It tells the improbable story of how Ed Hajim bounced from foster homes to orphanages in a daily struggle to survive, to living the American dream as an accomplished Wall Street executive, model family man with a great moral fiber and the means to give back to a world that seemed intent on rejecting him. Ed, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good, Ed. Good to be here, Bill.
Ed,
very nice introduction.
well, it is such a touching story, and these are stories that exist in America, and it's these stories that need to be shared. Your story needs to be heard to encourage people, because in the midst of some cultural chaos that we're dealing with, and it's not like this is the first time and it won't be the last time, but regardless of these pressures and chaos touching points that we run into, there are success stories like yours, and I often find myself thinking, where else but in America, Ed?
Well, I'm 100% with you. In fact, as I started to write this and people started to reflect back to me, the concept is that anything's possible in this still great country, America. I mean, you really, in the United, in fact, there's more opportunity now than when I was a young man. There's there are more things to do. There are more new areas that can be investigated. There are more new ways to be successful. So I'm as bullish as I've ever been on America. It's just, as you say, we've got a little period of chaos of, partisan problems and things like that. We've had it before. If you read history, this is just another one of those tanglements that democracy gets into. But I really feel that a story like mine, and it does have a lot of facets to it. It's not my fault, as I always say. I just happen to live it. I have to pass it on because it is, to some extent, the idea that anything is possible and that education is the solution to almost everything. Messages.
Well, it is your fault that you made the right choices to get out of it. It wasn't your fault to get into it. I mean, after all, you're 3 years old. Your father abducts you. He tells you your mother's dead. Wow. I mean, at 3 years old, this, what a way to start your life.
And that's why writing has done quite a bit for me. It's taught me, it took me back there. When I was 18 years old, I decided to bury my life completely. Mm-hmm. And then someone said, a little denial never hurt it. And it was very good for me because I didn't have to deal with it. But 55 years later, when I became the chairman of the Board of Trustees, University of Rochester, both the school and my wife and children said, Ed, you have to do this. You've got to write this thing down for posterity in order to be an example. Show people that it can be done. And so I did it. It was a labor of love. It took almost 7 years and a couple of ghostwriters, because things occur when you start writing. For example, ghostwriters really make it dramatic. They wanted me to hate my father. Mm-hmm. And I never hated my father,
right,
even though he abandoned me like three or four times. And mm-hmm. as I wrote the book, I realized how difficult his life was. And having dealt with other people who have lost their fortunes, you find it really causes real problems. So mm-hmm. I think writing it down was very healthy. And I recommend to people write things down and look at
right.
what you've written down. It really can
exactly.
communicate something, not only to other people, but to yourself.
Well, there's something when you're writing down, you get into the depths of your soul in such a way that you reveal things that maybe you've hidden away.
Exactly right.
Right?
Exactly right, Bill.
Mm. Now, for you, you know, before you did this, I mean, as you say, up to 18 years old, I mean, you're probably just doing everything you can survive, and you want to be normal, but you've had a rather abnormal upbringing, so it's probably better for you just to, you know, keep a mask on and kind of stuff that away, and you didn't probably even realize how magnificent and incredible and even miraculous your life had become until your kids and your wife, you know, say, wait a minute, this is a story that must be told.
That's exactly the case, because in my first year at college, which is one of the markets I'm really after, is that first gen getting that first year in college. They don't flunk out because of their academic capability. They mm-hmm. flunk out socially and mentally. And I had a terrible first year at college. You know, I mean, one of the problems is you are different, but the most important thing is you feel so different. In my case, I was probably the only orphan with my background, I was the only orphan at the university.
Right.
The only person that had this kind of background, the only person that had to work in a constantly and, you know, didn't have the right clothes and didn't have the right language, didn't have the right manners. And I've got myself involved in a number of groups now that deal with these kinds of kids. And I want to communicate to them. You got to get to that first year. And after
right.
that, it isn't easy sailing. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you get through, then you're on your way.
Exactly.
And education is the answer. But
without a doubt. Yeah. Well, how did you get to college?
Well, it was very lucky. I decided when I was 15 that I was going to go to a private college. Most of the kids in the orphanage either didn't go to college or went to the local public.
You're in an orphanage and you have visions of going to college.
I you know, because it looked like, I mean, things were not good. And I looked at the ticket out. And Now, luckily, I was in a high school where about 80% of the kids went to college.
Wow,
so
good.
It seemed, you know, people sort of said that's the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applied to, there weren't many scholarships in those days, and I was
yeah.
convinced because I was going to get the New York State scholarships, and I didn't.
Yeah. And it wasn't like you were 7'2 and you could dunk or anything like that, so you had to do it through education.
Yeah,
right?
There were no financial assistance in those days, but I got the NROTC scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had to go into service,
mm-hmm.
and so I applied for that. Only 1,200 kids in the country got it. And I got, in fact, I can remember reading the letter, because in typical government fashion, the letter said, you have not been selected as an NROTC scholar. Went through about four or five paragraphs describing things. Then the last paragraph said, but you are an alternate, and your alternate number is high enough that you will get the scholarship. I read that letter about 12 times, because it was my ticket out. You know?
Wow. Yeah, don't you love the government, the way they have to put things? I mean, here they are. They kind of rip your heart out, and then they go, oh, you're going to love me because I'm going to put your heart back in. There is good news after all.
Good news after all. Exactly right. And that's how I got to college, because they paid books and tuition and $50 a month, and you had to spend 3 years in the Navy when you left.
Mm-hmm.
And if you flunked out, you became an enlisted man for 3 years. So it was a cliff. You had to make it through.
And so you were going to come out 3 years later and be a commissioned officer?
That's right. Oh, yeah. You spent one day. You had one course a semester, and you also spent you wear a uniform once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And every summer you spent almost the entire summer at sea, each summer a little bit different. And then when you got out, you were commissioned as an ensign in the United States Navy. And it was a great experience. I got a chemical engineering degree and an ensign, gold bars on my shoulder, you know,
wow.
in June of 1958. It was quite an experience. And, you know, it was a wonderful experience. But I wanted to go to Cornell. But Cornell said, if you're an NROTC scholarship, it takes 5 years. And Rochester said, well, we'll get you through in four. And I didn't realize that meant taking 8 o'clock class at 6 days a week and being in a laboratory every afternoon. And also one summer while I had a couple weeks off, I had to take courses to catch up. But we got through. So
I
have to be a chemical engineer and an ROTC student. The rest of life was easy.
Like my dad says, you have to always read the small print, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly right.
Well, this is a great story, and we've got more to hear from Ed on the other side of the break. On the Road Less Traveled, the title of his new book. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Welcome back.
fresh, and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking about a brand new book, On the Road Less Traveled, An Unlikely Journey from the Orphanage to the Boardroom. Ed Hageum is with us. What an incredible story. You know, this as a young man, 3 years old, he's kidnapped by his dad. From St. Louis, ends up in California. His dad says, hey, your mom's dead. And, you know, and then from there, it was a turbulent life, as you can imagine, because he ends up in foster home. I mean, how many different foster homes did you end up in?
Well, he ended up in 5 different foster homes between the beginning of the Second World War and the end of the Second World War.
Okay, and this would have been ages what?
About 5 through 10.
So 2 years after you're with your dad, then you're
my father,
going?
My father either got drafted or volunteered to go in as a merchant marine. He's a radio officer on a merchant ship.
And oh, wow, okay.
He got a commission in the merchant marines there for the Second World War and left right away. And
now, did he stay in touch with you?
He got me into a foster home.
Uh-huh. Did he stay in touch with you at all during this period of time?
He wrote constantly, letters. In fact, I saved all the letters he ever wrote me. He wrote me regularly, but it was 4.5 years of separation.
Wow.
Because he was transferred from the Pacific to the Atlantic, so we didn't see each other. But the letters kept coming, occasionally telegrams and so forth, and every once in a while a little bit of money, but it was a difficult period.
Yeah. But in spite of all this, you grew up, you know, loving your father, respecting him, and to this day, I mean, he's your father. He always will be, right?
But he was the only thing that I had. I mean, I didn't have a mother. I just had a father. And he was the only person. And he also sent them in his letters with constant message was always, you're terrific. You're great. It was unconditional love. And even though we were separated, and you'll see in the book that I was abandoned 3 times. And finally, at age 15, he completely abandoned me, and I became a ward of the state in New York when I was on the East Coast. Now, I was in an orphanage. But, you know, when I went back and looked at what happened to him, you know, you got to let him off the hook. And given the fact that I've dealt with people who have lost everything. He lost everything between first of all, he had nothing. He achieved enormous wealth in 29, lost everything between 29 and 33. And
so he experienced the crash that everybody did, right?
Exactly. Yeah, everybody did. And then at age in 1933, had nothing left. And that leaves big scars. So you have to let people off the hook a little bit.
Yeah. Well, without a doubt, understood. But during this process, you know, what you shared with me, and I want all the young people in our audience or parents of young people to pass this on, and you said, do not be a victim.
Don't be a victim. You have a certain amount of energy to use every day. And if something goes wrong, instead of worrying about what's going wrong, use that energy to try to figure out what's next. No matter what it might be, the negative energy, I'm a victim, woe is me, so-and-so has not treated me correctly, doesn't do you any good. Figuring out what to do next and when to go. And also, you know, I would say, what was the hardest thing ever happening in my life? Well, you know, growing up in 5 foster homes and 2 orphanages and a hotel room and the Sloan's YMCA in New York City and so forth may have been terrible, but spending 7 years at Lehman Brothers and doing almost everything right, you'll read the book. I mean, I really did a good job. And basically, because I got crossways with my boss, he basically pushed me out. It was the best thing that ever happened to me because I went from there to a firm where I was the chairman and CEO, and I spent 20 wonderful years running the company. So if I would have spent the energy being irritated with my boss and pissed off at him.
Exactly.
And you know, that energy, I used the positive energy. What's next? And I said to myself, you know, I've made enough money. I really want to work on a company which is mine. Rather than going to work for a great big company, went for work for a small company. Mm-hmm. We built it over 20 years, and it was a joy. It was a great experience.
And during this time and pressure, you have a young family, right?
Yeah, I have a young family. Oh, no, with the Lehman Brothers, in the book I said, you know, I couldn't just throw my hands up and say, well, that's okay. I had a wife, 3 children, a house in Greenwich. They're all in private school at the time. So, you know, it was, you know, I had to make the next step. But using the energy to find the right place, and I did, you know, I was able to do that. But if you use the energy in the other direction, you know, I could have taken this fellow on who was at Lehman Brothers. I could have gone to the press and said, you've been treated incorrectly. Because even in the book, some of my partners in later life said, what he did was crazy, taking Hayden out of his job. But
right.
You know, I said, okay, now onward, what's next? And that's,
exactly.
That's really what really changes your life if you do use the energy in the right direction.
No, that you're exactly right, and it's again it reaffirms what experience teaches us if we're open to take advantage of these lessons that come our way and let them advance us and not tear us down.
Yeah, exactly right. I failed early in my life. You'll see that in the book also. And I think early failure is a gift.
Right.
You really learn a lot from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was a really gift to me because I learned, first of all, that I couldn't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
I found that there are different parts of a job that if I did them, it wasn't good for the other part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to manage a fund. I tried to manage the company. And I tried to market at the same time. And that was a huge mistake. And I failed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great experience. So,
and
even there, I could have said it was their fault. And in the book, you'll see in many respects, it was my parents' company fault that they did something to me and to my company they shouldn't have done. But, you know, I take that energy. What's next? And turns out I met a fellow at a wedding who happened to be the CEO of a major brokerage firm. He said, come and work for me. And off I went and on to the next step. Well, I guess the reason was I wrote this book. I had so many of these kinds of experiences that I really wanted to pass it on to people. Now, if you can help at my stage of life, you can help a few people get over some of the bumps, you know, and make life a little easier. I think you really accomplish something. And I'm
really?
With the first gen kids that have sort of my background, it really is, you know, you might want to call it an inspiration, but also just a pathway. So this is how it's done, and it can
exactly.
be done.
I mean, and what you did and what you discovered were time-tested principles, you know, through the ages. I mean, no big secret, you know. You work honestly, you work hard, you know, the dividend will be there. Meritocracy still is the order of the day in this country, and it may not be at that particular job, and you may feel like you're getting short-sheeted here, but look at what's next. I love this. What's next? We're going to have a shirt printed up. Says, what's next?
Bill, you know, when I left Lehman Brothers, I was, you know, at the top of my game, but I turned in the finest dining room on Wall Street. My office overlooked the entire harbor. In fact, I had two offices, one looking up the river and one looking over the whole harbor. I gave that up for an office that overlooked another building, a brick building. My dining room was a conference room with two hot plates. And, you know, in the old days, I'd ring a little bell and a guy would come in with my iced tea. And when I went to the new firm, the little bell went off and I got up and got my own iced tea.
Well, like I tell my kids, Ed, it's experience that defines preference.
Oh, boy.
And,
absolutely.
And after you've gone through all that, when you think about when were you happiest, you know, tell our audience about that. We've got about a minute and a half left.
When I'm happy, this basically, you know, your family's the most important thing. When your family does well, and that makes you the happiest. But in work, it's finding something where you find your passion. And my passion was helping people do better than they thought they could. Nothing got me a greater kick than watching someone do better than they thought they could. It's like a coach.
Yes.
I was never really a boss. I was a coach. And watching people, and then I developed the concept of trying to, you know, never take the credit. Even, you know, just, you know, deflect credit.
Right.
And it really works. But those two, that combination made me very happy. And I did it with my children as well. And I find that that was maybe the happiest. And I guess I'm almost happiest right now doing what I'm doing, because I'm getting letters back from people saying to me, your book has really helped me. And
yes.
Really is that's a culmination. You know, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm going to turn 85 next month.
Wow.
Getting
you
that
still,
back is...
You sound like a young man, Ed. Well, 85 can still be young. It's all relative, isn't it?
It's all relative. Well, Clint Eastwood said, don't let the old man in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you just got, you like my 92-year-old retired teacher friend says, she's got a case of the OLD. And but she doesn't let that case, you know, wear her out and take her out. It's just, hey, you know, it's just an ache and a pain, and we move on, right? Because what do we ask, Ed? We ask what's next, right?
Right.
Exactly. Ed Haysham, his book, On the Road Less Traveled, linked on our website, along with his interview, by the way, that you can share with friends and neighbors. Maybe your sons and daughters would be greatly inspired by Ed's incredible story, an unlikely journey from the orphanage to the boardroom. Ed, thank you for being with us. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cobb County Police reported Thursday that a suspect has been arrested in connection to the killing of a golf professional and two others at a Georgia golf course last weekend. Brian Roden was apprehended in Chamblee, Georgia, and has been charged with 3 counts of murder, 3 counts of aggravated assault, and 2 counts of kidnapping. Bangladesh TV stations say at least 49 people have died in a fire that broke out at a food and beverage factory outside the country's capital of Dhaka. An unidentified senior fire official said Friday, rescuers were trying to recover the bodies from the burned factory, which was locked from the inside when the fire began. President Biden is scheduled to issue an executive order Friday to promote competition throughout the U.S. economy in an effort to reduce the stranglehold of monopolies and concentrated markets in major industries, including agriculture, airlines, health, broadband, and banking. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Happy Friday. Happy weekend for those of you that are joining us over the weekend. Good to have you here on the show. It's BillMartinezShow.com. You want to drop me an email? Love to hear your input. Okay, Bill@BillMartinezShow.com. Judd Dunning is joining us. Judd is the president of CU Media Group and author of 13 and a half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others. You just like to jump in the deep end of the pool, don't you, Judd?
Yeah, you know, I got tired of 50% of my friends, Bill. So I just, you know, it was time to shake it up.
Hey, why not? Hey, well, speaking of shaking it up, you get Donald Trump in Ohio. You know, been waiting to see what would happen, that he would come up. He loves rallies, and here we are in Ohio. What happened?
You know, it was great. You know, as, what we talked about was really the Trump paradox. Like, we tend to have people vilify Trump for being, you know, I'll focus on the individual. But the article, what I was exploring is really he is the collectivism of American anti-collectivism, right? It's like he's coming together for the people, by the people. He's one of the few guys outside the system. So it's interesting for us because when we rally for Trump, we're rallying for a healthy nationalism, right? Which is based on self-esteem, which is actually biblical. Thou shalt take a will not hide your light under a bucket, but take it up to the top of the hill. Be proud. Be American. Be great. It's actually something the Bible and our whole life calls for. But in, you know, in a participation trophy world, anything, any greatness is a threat to others. And that's really been thematic. So I just was covering how, you know, having him back on the scene, we're coming out of that Biden-Obama branded AmeriShame, and we're coming together again. Our dialogue is at least changing.
Well, quite amazing. I mean, look at for people that maligned the former president repeatedly, it's he's back in town and go, well, how do you like me now? And it only took a couple of months for people to see the clear difference between America first versus America last.
Absolutely, I'm actually on my way to CPAC.
I was going to ask. Okay, we'll talk about let's talk about that because, of course, he's the keynote speaker there, and people are coming. You know, Republicans and conservatives alike. And what do you expect?
Well, you know, an energized base for sure. You know, it's interesting because I think there's been so much repeat information. You know, anything that's encountered Capitol Hill protests besides the leasing, and I did something on that recently. It's like, we need to release these good people and put them into a standard bail process. And
right.
The more information that comes out about how they're being, you know, victimized and how they're, a lot of people that we were focused on were actually Democrats, but it's just been washed through the big tech and big media. Interesting that Trump right now is going after Section 230 protection on Facebook and Twitter in his new lawsuit, right? Mm-hmm. He's, you know, getting in front of the crowd here. So I think it'll be an exciting time for us because he's exonerating, I mean, just the rationality. As I always say, I'm a rationalist, not a radical. Mm-hmm. It's like he's making it, the momentum that's happening where everyone's realizing, like, hey, you know, we can't convict this guy without a court of law.
Yeah, so I think exactly.
It's going to be an energizing, exciting day for the base.
Well, speaking of his followers who were in jail, who were there at the Capitol exercising their civil right, and some would say a duty, you know, hey, for those that caused damage, broke the law, okay, consequences, fine. I get that. That's not a problem. Even though, you know, previously, the Summer of Love, we had all kinds of, you know, Black Lives Matter, Antifa types, you know, hurting people, killing people, property destruction to the tune of, depends on, you know, whose advocates you're using, but somewhere between $2 and $4 billion worth of damage. And, you know, very little happens to them. Now you get people who go through the Capitol on January the 6th, many, according to the video, as you look at it, Judd, I mean, they were like on some unsupervised tour. I mean, you know, you kind of look for a tour guide. I mean, they're walking between the stanchions and everything. Now, I couldn't imagine if Black Lives Matter or Antifa would have been in the building that those stanchions would have still been standing along with the monuments, that they all would have been pulled down to the ground. But yet the result is now you've got a couple hundred people have been arrested, some, excruciatingly, being held in solitary confinement. And the question we've been asking all week, I don't know if this is fair or not, but where's Donald Trump? You know, we can't expect him to be everything, but I mean, these are, if you can say, his people, the people who came and were supporting him, supporting our government. And, if there are sometimes a leader has to be prepared to fall on his sword for. And I'm disappointed, frankly, that Donald Trump has not been more at the forefront to, fight the cause for these people who have been unfairly incarcerated.
Yeah, I mean, look at the interesting things that have been in our culture. Britney Spears and conservatorship, or Bill Cosby and his due process case. These are legal issues, you know, because for those of your viewers, you know, conservatorship is the eminent domain of individual freedom. Mm-hmm. It's a serious issue, and it's in our face right now. Bill Cosby's due process. Horrible guy, seems to be in many, allegedly, but, you know, we're talking about justice. But the real conversation is justice. I don't think it's just Trump. I think the entire GOP, like, you know, there's the America first and conservatism and republicanism. It's actually what I'm going to address this week on our radio show. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, what is real conservatism? And it's a solidity of character,
right,
of showing up for what's enduring and good. And the freedom of those people. I agree. I think they're the most important people in our system right now, and the judicial system need to be addressed. Where is the GOP? Why aren't people throwing themselves on the sword during the Biden administration?
Exactly.
They're concerned about the consequences.
Right. I mean, and we're going to have some sort of commission with Liz Cheney as part of the team, who already has been disdainful about what happened on the 6th. She's already got a perceived conclusion as to what this was all about. You know, words like insurrection and the rest of the words that go and the rhetoric that goes with it. Now, she's part of this investigation that Nancy Pelosi or this committee that she has put together. And I'm saying, well, forget about that. I mean, what about a committee to find out still what the heck happened in November, on November the 3rd?
Yeah, amen. I mean, I think that's still, we still have the outcomes of Maricopa. how it's going to flow into Georgia, Michigan, PA, North Carolina. They're talking about it. So what happens if that, you know, I was thinking of a story the other day. I was a kid and I had some matches at basketball camp and I was walking down the street with my team. We're all there. And I threw a match in a single trash can, hopefully, you know, beyond the legal liability.
Right.
And then suddenly that trash can caught a tree on fire, and that tree caught on fire. There were 13 trees, right?
Oh,
I'm like,
my gosh.
What did I start?
Yeah.
And I remember this when I was a kid. And, you know, that's what could happen in Arizona. And if it does, what happens to these people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does our society quickly adjust how they're viewing justice there? Because we're treating these people like Guantanamo because a leftist party is in charge, and they're not. They're American citizens. They are American citizens, good-hearted people who were radicalized, just like the Tea Party. Remember the Tea Party was radicalized?
Exactly.
And suddenly,
well, radicalized, and then kept from getting a tax exemption. Lois Lerner, thank you very much, Barack Obama. They did everything they could. I still maintain, Judd, to this day, that all the move single-handedly by the Obama administration affected at least 6, if not 8, voting cycles when they cut the ankles right out underneath the Tea Party movement.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I was audited. We were in the Tea Party. We were in, like, multiple. My wife and I were just joining multiple organizations. I got audited, like, two, three times.
Yes.
And, you know, he'd weaponized the IRS. There were serious things happening this time, which are still happening now. I think what's going to happen is I think the Biden administration is moving so aggressively in so many directions. They're hoping that we're tired from COVID and we're going to tune out. And I wrote an article before this article about the sword and the trowel. I mean, we really, even though the executive branch is contaminated with the legislative branch, we don't have power in, but the judicial branch, we have to focus on any actions that we can to support, you know, fighting critical race theory and fighting all of the cancel culture and how we're being targeted for just having a different opinion. And these people are the pinnacle of that. And you know, when Trump stood up in Ohio, you know, we all had to sit there and think about why did he go there? Because where Ohio goes, so goes the nation.
Exactly.
And that,
right.
That used to be one of 30 like protocols in the voting world historically that if you won certain states, but all these rules were broken. There are like 30 statistical anomalies that happened for Trump to lose. I stand that the election remains contaminated and stolen. So if these people were actually just, then, you know, like in the military, just war, will we turn around and will there be an aggressive protecting of this people? I hope so, and I agree with you, Bill. I think.
Well, I'm like you, Judd.
Stay away.
The silent majority can no longer be silent. We're here today because the silent majority has been silent. We've got more from Judd Dunning after this. Stay with us.
Important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell,
Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Judd Dunning continues with us. We were talking about the Trump paradox, amongst other things. He's there in Dallas, going to be at CPAC tomorrow. The president will be a keynote speaker. And, you know, Judd, maybe unfairly, and me included, I'm willing to agree to this, that I have higher expectations of this president, though he's been, you know, his wings have been clipped severely. I'm glad that he's fighting back with social media. I mean, big tech. How dare big tech? How dare they cancel the president of the United States, or any American citizen for that matter, and to be protected by we the people with, you know, the 230 principle? All that stuff needs to be canceled. You know, and the thing is that's most amazing is the legacy media really cannot wait to have Donald Trump back. Because if you noticed, as soon as Donald Trump was off the air, look what happened to their ratings and their income.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's our best worst problem. And look at CNN's ratings right now. They're horribly down.
Yeah. But SpongeBob is you know, doing cartwheels over their ratings right now.
You know, it's interesting though, isn't it? I mean, that America, it's a great sign that CNN is struggling, because they really are a propaganda machine. You know, I had Horowitz on our show the other day, mm-hmm. and he made such a great point. I said, how are they organized? I said, how is big tech organized as it relates to the deep state and, you know, Biden's team and the hard left progressives? He said, they don't have to be organized, Judd. He said, their ideas are so contaminated, mm-hmm. and they're so against our entire way of life, that the ideas are actually what brings us to that we are racist, that we right. are flawed, that we are selfish, that we are climate unconscious. All of these simple ideas that we're broken and flawed. And human beings, you know, we are, you know, many of us are shame-based creatures, right?
That's right.
Come from that Judeo-Christian history. So So we want to be better, and they tap into that dialogue. Oh, you're not, you're hurting other people. And you know what? It's the opposite.
Yeah,
we
because
we're the most benevolent, great country on this planet.
Right. Well, you're exactly right, Judd. The thing is that we're overreacting. I mean, it's the old thing, you know, when we were kids, sticks and stones will break our bones, right? We have got to thicken up our skin here a little bit and know who we are and whose we are. You know, somebody calls you racist, go, what do you mean? You know, that's absurd. And it's okay to respond like that because the fact is this is all being contrived by a very small minority of people. Think about it. That's why I'm talking about the silent majority. I mean, you're talking less than 5%. This is the tail shaking the dog. And they're using all these words backed up by social media, the cancel culture. We've been set up with it. But look at what it requires for this time is that people of courage have to come together back to back, shoulder to shoulder, and stand up against this idiocy for the sake of our republic, for the sake of our families, for the sake of our educational system. You know, CRT, everything the way that's been invaded, based on a theory, Judd, we're turning our educational system on its head. I mean, look at, I think the teachers unions and all these that are purporting this kind of ideology are going a step too far, and they're going to end up burning themselves out. You just got to sit there and let them, you know, let's do the Muhammad Ali shuffle and rope-a-dope and let them rope-a-dope themselves out because they're starting to punch themselves out because you cannot sustain a lie and this kind of idiocy against the truth. The truth will always win, but you have to be confident that you're standing on the truth.
Yeah, you know, I wrote in my article that you actually called me about was to soar, to shine, to strive, to not hate your strength, are holy demands of a God-centered life. This life is intensely, irrefutably American, regardless of color, gender, creed, and affiliation. And then I can follow up with this. Today's leftist cultural Marxists reject this. Their elites demand we hate our heritage, our whiteness, our climate unconsciousness, our Second Amendment, our anti-globalist selfishness, our evil capitalistic rapaciousness, and our xenophobic aversion to open borders. And we conservatives know that, you know, we're blessed 244 years, and we've been nothing but a light to others. Of course, we've had, you know, our failings as we've evolved, like any culture.
Of course.
But if you can start with a gratitude and perspective of our freedom, I got to tell you, I'm down in Texas right now after being locked down for 17 months in California.
Oh, Lord.
I'm considering moving because
you're probably going, I need therapy. I've got a governor being recalled there and, you know, all the other craziness that's going on, the level of homelessness. The last time I was in L.A., Judd, you know, where I was in L.A. radio, I served on L.A. radio stations there for many years, born and raised. And the last time I was there to see all the encampments and tents on the highway overpasses of the 101 was unbelievable to me. I could not believe it. I mean, what are we up to, about 75, 80,000 now?
Yeah, and then look, and here's the tip of the spear. In the Santa Monica parking lot, a guy comes up to a van, to a Jeep, a topless Jeep, threatens to rape a woman, a homeless meth guy, then jumps in there, overpowers the guy, steals the girl, drives over the man with a Jeep repeatedly, leaves, go around the corner, sexually accosts someone, and crashes. I mean, and that happened in the center of Santa Monica. There is a serious problem. Like, the way that we're morally relativistically releasing our prisoners in California, the way that we're starting to, like, no crime under $950. The way that the kids that we're killing, because there is a massive fentanyl problem because the open borders down in Mexico are coming to Los Angeles. We have 300% increase in fentanyl. So people don't realize these small changes that the left is making, how it ripples through our civil society. So
exactly.
Our city is getting it hard.
Well, and look what happened in San Francisco. I mean, you're looting Neiman Marcus. And when I saw it, and the thing was interesting, Judd, on this, and accuse me of being a racist, whatever. But, you know, the fact of the matter is your eyes cannot lie to you. You're seeing on the video, these are all blacks going in. They're looting Neiman Marcus. And in broad daylight, I mean, regardless, even if it was a dark at night. But I mean, this is so brazen right there in the afternoon. They're pillaging Neiman Marcus. It's all black people. OK, give me a break. You know, it's almost like you want to get the black community together and say, look, you got to talk. You got to talk to your kids. I mean, you got to. This is unacceptable because you're already there's whether it's Target, Walmart, These big retailers are saying, hey, we're not going to come to your city anymore. It's too dangerous. You're costing us too much money. We're out of here. We'd much rather go. We'll go plant another store in Texas or Florida or some other, you know, red state where we know that, you know, there is the rule of law.
Yeah, it's a really complex issue in California in regard.
Yeah, but how is it complex? I mean, how is it complex as much as, Judd, you're breaking the law? I mean, you're flat out breaking the law. I mean, see, it's only become complex because everybody wants to be philosophical about it. You know, you talked about Christian principles. There really are black and white. I can tell you, before I really firmly recommitted my life to God, because I was in the radio business and everything was gray, and I became so gray. It's all relative. I chewed up all over that apple. And then I realized by the grace of God, when I should have been, you know, cooked and turned to toast, God gave me, he redeemed me and gave me another chance. But I realized how loose and relative I had become. And I remember praying. I was in my car and I just said, God, please give me a chance. Let me have a chance, you know, to give back to you, if that's even possible, if I can even ask that, because I deserve to be dust right now.
Amen. You know, C.S. Lewis basically said that I'm a noble man amongst noble men, a savage amongst savages, one of my favorite writers. I love your story, by the way. It's beautiful. You know, when I said complex, I'm 100% with you. Because when I wrote this book, I wrote it for one reason: the moral relativism, war on Judeo-Christian society and the civil society, the gift that we have been given in the Goldilocks zone of the world. The democracy of America shouldn't even really exist if you look at everything that's around it. But when I said complex about L.A., it's complex because we've had a Latin crime wave there forever before, and that's because the border, before we had the issues with Antifa, before we had the issues with BLM. Now they've kind of blended together, but the underlying crime problem, now that they're opening the borders as well, is getting extremely complex. On top of that, how we're over-accommodating mental illness and addiction. So now we've got like three forces, like addiction, the Latin crime wave, the BLM and Antifa, like activated black community. And I think it's great. Larry Elder is stepping in. He might run.
That's what I understand. He's going to run for governor. Right.
He's one of the voices out there that could reach through, because I think Obama, Holder, and Sharpton and Jackson, they missed the boat when Obama was in office. They could have grabbed their base of 11% of Americans, and they could have grabbed their heart. They could have changed this country like Martin Luther King, and they didn't. They accommodated and they played the game, you know. So there is a decade or a couple decades. We need people from the black community to come up and call out, because there's a lot of amazing and powerful African Americans that could do so. But we're not setting up our society to let them do so, because they're seen as, you know, claiming war on their own people, which is the opposite of what they're actually doing.
Well, Ted, have you heard of Kevin Kiley? Have you checked into him? Have you talked to him at all?
No.
Okay. Kevin is one of five Republican state congressman. Okay, I'm a state senator, maybe is exactly his deal. Anyway, he has just announced his candidacy for California governor. He wrote a book on the Newsom repeal or recall, and he is a sharp young man, a graduate from Yale. He is strong on conservative principles. He is, I think, about 35, 36. I'll tell you, this guy has got the goods. He's serious. And you might check him out, Kevin Kiley. And he's been on with us a couple of times, and he's due to come back on. I think we're going to have him back on next week. But he is a quality conservative and Republican that I believe the people of California should be looking seriously at as well. So just to pass that on for you. Hey, Judd, it has been awesome. I look forward to having you back on. Let me know. I mean, give me a full report on what happened in CPAC, because you'll be there with a bird's eye view. And, of course, you're going to be starting in a couple of weeks at KABC, right?
Yeah, we actually started last week. Took a week off, and then we're on Monday night.
If you ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.